ask you to welcome my friends. It is Tuesday, the 7th of August. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour, an hour more. Flipside brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address, republictradinggroup.net. And yes, the Bob Chapman special for Tuesday is the uncirculated, brilliant uncirculated Swiss Helvetia. It's a fifth of an ounce of gold. A little cheaper than it was last week. Last week it was $145. You can get them this week for $143. And all you have to do is give us a call at Republic Trading Group at 1-800-691-7898. And we'll be more than happy to put some aside for you. And if you order 20 or more, you'll receive a free subscription to the International Forecaster. If you already receive the International Forecaster, well then, give it to a friend or an associate who thinks you're a little crazy. Wall Street today. Well, Wall Street overcame disappointment in the Federal Reserve's failure to move toward an easing of interest rates today. Stocks made a late-day surge as the decision was seen as a sign the economy wasn't threatened by turmoil in the credit markets. Fat chance. Dow Jones closed up 35 points at 13,504. NASDAQ up 14 at 2,561. S&P 500 up 9 points at 1,476. Gold closed before the Fed announcement was made. Gold closed down in New York by 50 cents an ounce to end the day at $671.70. Silver off 8 cents at $13.10. Platinum off $11 at $1,284. Palladium off 3 at $361. Currently in Asian trading, gold is higher by 10 cents at $672.50. And silver weaker by a penny at $13.09. Crude oil ended the day higher by a couple of pennies at $72.39. Why? It was down all day. Well, ConocoPhillips announced, uh-oh, we have a problem at our refineries on the East Coast. And the U.S. dollar, stronger by 23 basis points. U.S. dollar index closing at 80.37. We'll have a lot more when we return.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com. Solar.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
The world today seems absolutely crackers. With nuclear bombs to blow us all sky high. There's fools and idiots sitting on the trigger. It's depressing. And it's senseless, and that's why. I like Chinese. I like Chinese. They only come up to your knees, yet they're always friendly and they're ready to please. I like Chinese. I like Chinese. There's 900 million of them in the world today. You'd better learn to like them, that's what I say. I like Chinese. I like Chinese. They come from a long way overseas. But they're cute and they're cuddly and they're ready to please. I like Chinese food.
Welcome back to the flip side for a Tuesday. Yeah, you better get used to the Chinese. They are going to control the world, my friends. Look, it's a fact of life. One of the facts today came out of the FOMC meeting that, that the economy is going to keep on plodding along at a maybe 2% per annum growth rate. Now, we are at present the largest, richest, most powerful nation on the face of the earth. But how long can that last for if the Japanese, Chinese economy, I should say, is going along at a clip of around about 11% per annum? How long can U.S. supremacy last? Well, that's the question you have to ask yourself. One of those things. As mentioned, had a wonderful weekend in sunny Southern California. The difference in gas prices was quite amazing. Between Arizona and California, the swings were about 60 cents a gallon. The most expensive gas being in the middle of nowhere in a place called Blythe that had the cheap stuff for $3.23 or 33 cents a gallon. Cheap stuff in Arizona is around $2.95. Cheap stuff in California, believe this or not, $2.93. The most amazing thing, and I kid you not, there's a lot of bridges that one has to go over on your way to California, especially if you go through Yuma towards San Diego. There's a lot of very high bridges, and I'm not kidding you. I behaved myself. I kept at the speed limit. Whenever it's 75 miles an hour, I'm doing 86, because you got that 11 miles. They give you 11 miles. So we were doing a constant 86 miles an hour. Whenever we hit a bridge, I will tell you, everybody sped up. Everybody was going 96 miles an hour over those bridges. And they should put a sign on bridges. We should be able to see when they inspect them. This bridge was inspected in 2004. Your chance of making it to the other side is 50-50. truth in advertising would be good. Now, I've had a request to explain what we do at Republic Trading Group. A lot of people are very confused. Don't ask me why. Maybe they don't listen to this particular show on a regular basis. Republic Trading Group is part and parcel of Republic Broadcasting Network. Profits that are generated by Republic Trading Group help finance this network. And as you know, with this alternative media that we're dealing with, nobody here is flush with cash. We just concerned citizens like you all are, wanting to get the word out and making people aware of what's going on in Washington, D.C. If we had oogles and boogles of money, we would be on 50,000-watt AM stations around the country, and people would be hearing a different story to the mantra that is spewed by the likes of Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Michael Medved, and the rest of them that get their marching orders directly from the White House. The president, once again, a few days ago, met with the usual suspects, the Sean Hannitys and the Michael Medveds and the Hugh Hewitts of the world, to give him official talking points from this administration. We give you the facts. We don't give you talking points. We give you the alternative that you ain't going to get in the mainstream media. And unfortunately, when you're in this kind of business, you don't have the advertisers like General Motors or Ford or Coke or Pepsi knocking on our doors to advertise. The advertisers on this network we hold near and dear. And they are not making googles of money either. We are just trying to save the Republic as best as we can. And as I said, we don't generate huge profits. And the reason why Republic Trading Group, look, there's no question, if I had to up the spreads, in other words, up the spreads of the products we sell to what our competition out there does, the likes of Goldline International or Merit Financial or Swiss America or Goldline or Blanchard or any of those, there's more than likely a great possibility that we could be buying 50,000 watt radio stations, but we don't have 30 or 40% spreads. The spreads that we work on, in large part, sometimes are as low as 1%, as with the offer we put out a couple of weeks ago. Those who were smart enough took advantage of buying Krugerrands at $11 over spot. That was a 1% spread between what it costs us to buy it and what it costs us to sell it. In other words, on a sale of a Krugerrand where there was an $11 spread, Republic Broadcasting Network made a big $6. We don't have huge spreads. The biggest spread that we've ever had has been 6%. These Swiss Helvetias that I'm offering, there's another major company outside that we're offering them at $143. There's a major company that I just mentioned. That gives you a deal on Swiss francs. You buy 30 of them, you get one free. In other words, you buy 29, you get the 30th coin free. Well, what a great deal that is. The only problem is it's going to cost you $240 to buy the coin. $100 more than what we charge. All the coins that we offer on Republic Trading Group are the coins that we feel are going to best suit you. In other words, these are coins that have, obviously, the criteria that that fulfills, obviously, a need should we ever have to face the consequences of confiscation. The reason why we offer European coins, besides the fact that they have the smallest spread of any gold coin out there, They are all minted prior to 1933. They are all in brilliant uncirculated condition. They all meet the requirements of coins and of rare and unusual value, and they all sell for less than bullion coins. Let me give you an example. That fifth ounce Swiss Helvetia at $143. If you bought two of them, you would have a tenth of an ounce of gold, which means it's costing you, what's that? I can't even do the math in my head. $286. Is that right? I believe so. Whereas your equivalent bullion coin is going to cost you substantially more. The British sovereigns we offer at 185. These are a quarter ounce gold coin minted prior to 1933. The coin has been in circulation for 500 years. It's the most widely traded, acceptable, small denominational gold coin in the world. It sells for $185. A quarter ounce American Gold Eagle sells for $191. We sell $10 Liberties. Pre-1933, U.S. $10 Liberties, half ounce of gold. We sell them for $360. A half ounce bullion coin is going to cost you $368. So the products we offer obviously not only meet all the criteria in order to give you some sort of security in the event of everything going down the proverbial porcelain princess. I mean, it's the best deal that's out there. What I do on a consistent basis, I look for the best deals that are out there. And we pass them on to you. We don't make huge profits. I wish we did make huge profits. Then maybe John Stadtmuller wouldn't have ulcers on a consistent basis, worrying about how he's going to cover the nut on various day-to-day expenses that you run into when you're running a business. You know, we've had some problems with the shortwave, and he's working on getting that restored and everything set up on that. And yes, there's a good possibility times will change on various shows and one thing and another. But you're dealing on a daily basis, not only with the frustration of the socialists that are running this country, and they are socialists, they're not conservatives. I'm putting Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Michael Medved in that same crew, because they're completely clueless about what is going on. So that's what we do. I'll explain the mechanism of how you can do business with public trade.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Welcome back to the flip side for the 7th of August, Tuesday. Doing business with the Republic Trading Group is very simple. We operate in the old principle. I know it's an old-fashioned way of doing business, but we still have faith in a man's word is a man's bond. And we end our conversations with a electronic handshake, if you will. That we agree to supply you a gold coin at a specific price, at a specific day, and all we ask is that you make the payment as your side of the obligation. So when you call up Republic Trading Group, you tell us how much you want to spend, we tell you what's available and what our recommendations are. If we are in agreement at that point, we give you a confirmation number, which guarantees you the price. You're not recorded like many other gold companies who record the transaction. We don't do that. We lock you in at a price based on your okay. We tell you the most private way of doing business is a personal check. And so you mail your check into the network. The checks are automatically put on a five-day hold by the bank, not by us. So from the time you place your order till the time you get it back, and we ship everything registered, insured, first class U.S. mail, takes anywhere from 2.5 to 3 weeks. Sometimes it may take a couple of days longer. It just depends on what the supplier has on hand, whether he needs to get resupplied, which could take a few days. But there's another good reason why we put five-day holds on business checks, because sometimes I have shipped to people without doing my due diligence and waiting for the check to clear, only to get burnt, and it's for stupid amounts of money. Case in point, a couple of weeks ago, a guy wanted to buy one British sovereign. I said, fine. With the shipping, it's going to run you $200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
A sign there on your back says I don't mind if you kick me. Seems like everybody has. Things go from bad to worse. You think they can't get worse than that, and then they do. You step off the straight and narrow and you don't know where you are. Use the needle of your compass to sew up your broken heart. Ask directions from a genie in a bottle of Jim Beam and she lies to you. That's when you learn the truth. If you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out, for the devil even knows you're there.
Well, I'm back to the flip side for a Tuesday. Such great words in that song. Yes, if you ask directions from the genie in a bottle of Jim Beam, she'll lie to you. Talking about something in a barrel, $100 a barrel oil, is that possible sometime soon? Well, according to Goldman Sachs, yes. They predicted $100 a barrel sometime 2009. They now say it could be a few months away. Jeffrey Curry, a commodity analyst for Goldman Sachs at the London office, the largest brokerage firm, said that $95 crude was quite likely this year unless OPEC unexpectedly increased production and that declining inventories were raising the chance for oil prices to reach $100 a barrel. Jeff Rubin, chief strategist at a Canadian Bank of Commerce in Toronto, said $100 a barrel could quite easily come next year. John Kedath of the New York office of the futures trading firm Mann Financial says, we're only a headline of significance away from $100 oil. The unrelenting pressure of increased demand has left the markets like a coiled spring. New disruptions in Nigeria or Iraq supplies, he said, or any military strike against Iran might cause the rise. You know, I was listening to the president give a speech today, once again, putting his spin on Al-Qaeda in Iraq, and in his 38-minute speech, he mentioned Al-Qaeda 95 times. obviously, his colonoscopy is still searching for intelligent, intelligent design somewhere, but obviously they didn't find it. And so the president is once again talking about this threat called Al-Qaeda. And how it's and now it's now stationed in Iraq, and we have to fight them over there, so we don't have to fight them over here. And subsequently, is it possible that we are setting ourselves up for some epic battle to obviously distract the population away from, I don't know, martial law? According to Congressman Peter DeFazio, he had something to say today that was a little disturbing, to say the least. This is an article from Live Leak. President Bush's post-terror attack martial law plan is so shocking that even sitting members of Congress and Homeland Security officials are barred from viewing it. Another example of executive hubris and a chilling portent of what is to come as a constant reminder of the inevitability of terror attacks reverberate. Congressman Peter DeFazio, he's a Democrat, was asked by his constituents to see what was contained within the classified portion of the White House's plan for operating the government after a terrorist attack. Since DeFazio also sits on the Homeland Security Committee and has clearance to view classified material, the request would have appeared to be routine, but the congressman was unceremoniously denied all access to view the documents, and the White House wouldn't even give an excuse as to why he was barred. I just can't believe that they're going to deny a member of Congress the right of reviewing how they plan to conduct the government of the United States after a significant terrorist attack, DeFazio told the Oregonian. We're talking about the continuity. I'll learn to speak English one of these days. We're talking about the continuity of government of the United States of America, DeFazio said. I would think that would be relevant to any member of Congress, let alone a member of the Homeland Security Committee. Maybe the people who think there's a conspiracy out there are right, DeFazio concluded, as the host has a wry grin on his face. The article also quotes Norm Ohlstein, a legal scholar who studies government at the Conservative American Enterprise Institute, who told the paper he cannot think of one good reason to deny access to a member of Congress who serves on the Homeland Security Committee. I find it inexplicable and probably reflective of the usual knee-jerk overextension of executive power that we have seen from the White House, Ohlstein said. The only plausible reason DeFazio was barred access to the documents is that the plans for a post-terror attack continuity of government scenario are so abhorrent that to reveal their true nature would cause a public outcry and lead to a major repeal of what is contained in the documents. What we already know about Bush's recent spat of executive orders, and in particular his Presidential Directive 51, is bad enough. The provisions outline preparation for the implementation of open martial law in the event of a declared national emergency. New legislation signed on May the 9th declares that in the event of a catastrophic event, the president can take control over the government and the country, bypassing all other levels of government at the state, federal, local, territorial, and tribal levels, and thus ensuing total, unprecedented dictatorial powers. Yes, it's good to be a dictator. Bush said that once. It is important to understand that, although these powers have been on the books for previous presidents, Bush is the first to openly brag of the fact that he will utilize them and officially become the Supreme Emperor of the United States in the aftermath of a catastrophe that the government itself has said will happen on innumerable occasions. We've heard this many times. Let me remind you, Mr. Chertoff, I have a gut feeling we will be attacked this summer. Also in May, it was reported that high-level group of government and military officials had been quietly preparing an emergency survival program called the Day After, which would effectively end civil liberties and implement a system of martial law in the event of a catastrophic attack on a U.S. city. Last year, we were also exposed to the existence of a nationwide FEMA program, which is training pastors and other religious representatives to become secret police enforcers who teach their congregations to obey the government in preparation for a declaration of martial law, property and firearm seizures, and forced relocations. Have you been listening to John Hagee lately? It's on your local cable box. Watch it. Don't have to take my word from it. Anyway, we'll get an update on John Hagee tomorrow when Charles Carlson will be the guest for the hour. Give us an update on what happened last week in Washington, D.C. Back to the final concluding paragraph of this article. The document said Congressman DeFazio was blocked from seeing, likely interlock with both these programs, and detail the overreaching agenda to effectively nullify what's left of the U.S. Constitution and firmly ensconce George W. Bush as supreme dictator. Only by putting enough pressure on the media and in turn the White House to be transparent about what the secret martial law provisions are can we lead an effort to repeal them before the next terror attack, whether real or manufactured one takes place. Makes you wonder. And you know, if you tell some people, and you can tell educated people this stuff, and they will look at you as if you just, if you just escaped from a mental institution. It's the reason why people don't understand Ron Paul. And the reason they don't understand Ron Paul is because they're hearing for the first time, I swear, they are hearing for the first time that the Federal Reserve is not federal, it's not a reserve, and it should be abolished. People are actually thinking Ron Paul wants to abolish a government enterprise, which it is not. It's privately owned, privately financed. And there are no checks and balances, and there's no transparency, there's no bookkeeping, there's no auditing. It is a force unto itself. But they have been brainwashed for so many years and so many decades that they are shocked and surprised. Why? Well, they can shut down the Federal Reserve. They don't have too many complaints about his wanting to abolish the IRS, though. Well, IRS is something different. You know what I watched? What was great the other evening? It was a 2-hour show on the History Channel. Now, granted, I don't believe everything I see on the History Channel. History Channel does tend sometimes to fudge the facts. But what was fascinating? It was the explanation of moonshine and how moonshine came about. And the people who ran moonshine, which led up to and the explanation of prohibition. And basically how government, through its inability to understand where our freedoms come from makes criminals out of us. And the interesting thing about the moonshine thing is ultimately, you know what came out of the whole moonshine prohibition thing? NASCAR. Junior Johnson. Man, do I have a lot more respect for Junior Johnson than I ever had before. Now, this is a true American. This is a guy whose father ran a still. And he did whatever his father told him to do. He was a good kid. And his father was a great man. And at the tender age of 13 or 14, he started running moonshine for his father. And he figured out that the horsepower in the car that he was driving wasn't cutting it. So he figured out how to boost the horsepower in his car so he could outrun the revenue agents, because that's what they were called at the time. You see, because the government banned alcohol, and then it's an amazing story, and I shouldn't try and get into it with only like 5 minutes left to go. But it is part of the history and the makeup of what America used to be in those days. Junior Johnson actually got busted, went into jail for 11 months. His sentence, his criminal conviction, was overturned by Ronald Reagan. Took 30, 40 years for that to happen. But the things that he was saying, he would have done what he was doing. He was getting more money. He was getting more money running moonshine in Kentucky than he ever made driving a race car. And naturally, Ford was his sponsor at the time, but he was making more money. So he used to run NASCAR on the weekends, and he used to run moonshine during the week. It's a great story. I mean, it's one of those stories. As I said, it's America has such a rich history, such unbelievable story. I mean, this was a story that just simply blew my mind. Anyway, I bring that up in the context of America seems to have lost its spirit. It's lost its soul. It's accepted this philosophy of cultural Marxism, of political correctness. People are so afraid to speak their minds in case they offend some ethnic minority group out there. And yet, as we are facing this dilemma, we are seeing the society in itself implode. I mean, the stories that are out there today are horrific. I mean, even when you look at the bastions of sport, and I'm a sports fan, sport has been completely decimated. You have referees in the NBA. Not that we didn't suspect that there was some shaving going on, especially when if you do have an interest in a game and you put a few shekels on it and you can't understand how come you got beaten by half a point. Well, now you know why you got beaten by half a point. And then you've got the Michael Vick story. Did you ever wonder why? Let me just explain this to you. And it's unfortunate. A few weeks ago, I was talking about the difference between black Africans and black Americans, and I said there's absolutely no relation between black Africans and black Americans. The only thing they have in common is the color of their skin. No sooner had I said that than Michael Vick makes me out to be a liar. Well, just... if you ever wondered why dogs bark at black people, I'm going to give you two words, Michael Vick. Now, granted, he's been charged. He's supposed to give him the benefit of the doubt. But his feelings towards animals. You know, somebody once said you can always judge the character of a person by how they treat animals. And I think that is apropos in Michael Vick's case. Because if people, and then like with PETA, they're going out and they're demonstrating outside of Atlanta's headquarters of the Falcons. You know, I never saw PETA outside of the embassy of Zimbabwe or demonstrating about the cruelty to Africa's wildlife that has been decimated by Robert Mugabe and his thugs, because they, like Michael Vick, have no connection with animals whatsoever. And these endangered species, white rhinos, almost non-existent in Zimbabwe. elephants. You think elephants are stupid? Elephants have changed their whole makeup in Zimbabwe. Elephants never ever saw human beings as a predator. Never. But now elephants see human beings as predators. And they attack them. And it's because of, obviously, the treatment that was meted out to these unbelievable animals. So, yeah, we're seeing the whole disintegration of society. We look at the crimes, and I'm not just going after black people. We are seeing crimes of heinous proportions that are taking place. There's a story. Well, there's a number of stories you'll find up on our webpage today. You'll find stories of how London is now controlled by... about it. We've got a story about a horrific home invasion taking place in Connecticut. A doctor, and he survived. His daughter, his wife, two daughters and his wife, brutally murdered. Philadelphia is under siege. Violent crime is on the rise. South Africa's UN ambassador was robbed in gunpoint in broad daylight in Johannesburg. Tourists are being targeted. And then we've got we're running out of time. Anyway, we'll wrap it up when we come back.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E. Documents, plural.com.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
I'm tired of working. working every day for a dollar. About to choke on my own blue collar. This ain't gonna last. Misled by the grand illusion, I've come to this conclusion. I can't make a move too fast. It was written in the sky today by the morning sun. It sure looks like to the wind, and I'm praying that they never catch up again. I'm gonna say my worrying days are done. This looks like a good day to run.
Welcome back, my friends. Final edition for this Tuesday. I picked that particular bump music because that's what I do whenever I get whenever I get consumed with all this information that I'm bombarded with on a day-to-day basis, there's a little voice in the back of my head says, road trip. I don't know what it is, but I definitely enjoy road trips. Speaking of which, I'll be going on one next week, but we'll tell you more about that next week. Quick reminder, coming up tomorrow, this hour, we'll be speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. He's just returned from a vigil he did in Washington, D.C. at Hagee's conference, A Night to Honor Israel. And we'll find out what happened, how people responded to him calling them Pharisees. it's a little we can do. Quick reminder, the Bob Chapman special is it's a good special. It's a extra fine $10 U.S. Liberty. It's a half ounce, just slightly under half ounce, but it's regarded as a half ounce coin, minted prior to 1908. These coins are selling for not much over their bullion value. As a matter of fact, they priced actually a little cheaper than a half-ounce American Gold Eagle. And just for a reference point, right now, half-ounce American Gold Eagles are, web pages never work when you want them to work. But anyway, working from memory, a half-ounce American Gold Eagle is currently trading at around about $378. So, well, it's $2, still less than a bullion coin. So for $375, you can get a $10 U.S. Liberty, and if you order 15 or more, you automatically will get the Bob Chapman International Forecaster. You can receive it either in email form, which is better, because you get it twice a week, or you can get it in hard copy form, and you get that twice a month. And if you want to give me a call, if you've been trying to call, and I know people have been trying to call because I've been hearing the beeps in my ear, but unfortunately, because of technical problems, I'm on the hard line. So you can give us a call anytime from now at 1-800-691-7898. Till tomorrow. See you, bye.